Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office joining us for Legal Tuesday, the very last one for 2016. What a year it's been. A lot of questions for you, huh, Joe?
We've had fabulous questions. We've had them, and they have stumped me on more than one occasion and baffled me on others.
I don't know how that's even possible, Joe.
Yeah, it's possible.
With our with our listeners and the Morning Masters, anything is possible.
Yeah, we have had baffling and stumping. There's a difference between those two. The baffling ones, we sit here and we shake our heads and go, oh, that's not good.
Absolutely. Oh, now's the time to call if you want to ask Joe a question to end 2016. It's 421-9595. The text line is 629-9570. And Joe, how can they reach out to you at the Stanley Law Offices?
Sure. It's stanleylawoffices.com is our website. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And the number is 1-800-608-3333. And actually, I think I got an email earlier or late last night, somebody asking about a speeding ticket.
Oh, really?
And whether you get assigned counsel for that. They wanted to know if they got a lawyer for that. And the answer is no, you have to pay for your own lawyer for that.
Gotcha.
No, you don't get help.
Not for that, yeah.
Unless you get charged with...
That is a good question, though. So when can you get an assigned lawyer, like a court-appointed?
Well, misdemeanors and felonies.
Okay,
and you... You know, you have to qualify, but yeah, those are violations and infractions. You don't get lost.
That would be something that honestly, and I'm not saying it's a bad question, but like when we were kids, like that would be something you'd learn. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You don't get help for that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. You get help, but that's driver's ed. Yeah. Driver's ed. I mean,
your foot doesn't go on the pedal so hard.
I mean, to be honest with you, unless it depends on what kind of ticket you got. Now, if you're talking like no registration and no license that's big stuff. You might need a lawyer to kind of help maybe get things reduced or whatever. But if it's just like your standard ticket, it's almost cheaper to just pay instead of getting a lawyer anyway and then taking a defensive driving course or something.
Well, yeah, it depends. It depends on what your status is and what the charge is, yes, whether you need a lawyer or not. But that's always something that you should at least think about, particularly if you have a prior history.
Gotcha.
Or if you get charged with some serious things.
Yeah. There you go. We're going to go to line number one. Rob's on the phone. Rob, what's your question for Joe Stanley this morning?
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Happy New Year. Go ahead.
My question is, I had a friend of mine that I had gotten a second line on my cell phone with because she was falling on some hard times. So I thought I'd be the nice friend and help her out. What she did was the phone she had broke. She had called the company and got a replacement phone. They added the charge to the bill. She never paid me for the charge, never returned the phone when I asked her to, and now... is refusing to give me any money towards her back bill, towards the termination of her line, towards anything. And I just want to know if I had any legal recourse.
Yeah, you do have legal recourse. That's the rule about make sure when you co-sign for anything, whether it's a car loan or a phone. Actually, this is a good question. I never heard about anybody co-signing for a phone before, but the same rules apply. You have to realize that if you co-sign for somebody, you're on the hook for everything they do. And so, whether it's the phone company or a bank, they're going to come after the person who has money and assets, meaning you.
So it's basically the same thing as co-signing on a vehicle.
Right. And so you can't sue her, but you have to. What I would do is you file a claim in small claims court against her, and you can get a judgment for the amount she owes you. And the question is, are you ever going to collect it? But that's what I would do. And actually, you might want to do it just to make a point, file it and get a judgment. And maybe if she gets a job or gets some property, you'll eventually get paid.
Well, she has a job now. Like, that's why I wanted to call you before I went to small claims court, because I have her home. I know where she lives because she actually picked up and moved. I have her new address. I have her new where she works. So I have, I think, all the information I would need to file.
Yeah, well, you could write her a letter and say, listen, I don't want to go through small claims court. You owe me whatever it is, sum of money. Just please pay it so we don't have to go through the whole hassle, or at least make arrangements, pay it over the next 2 months. And if she doesn't do it, outline it out. Then when you go to small claims court, you look like the good guy anyways.
Well, what sucks with small claims court, too, is sometimes, like, you're not always guaranteed your money, right?
Well, you get the judgment, but then you got to collect it. But still, if she's got a job, you can collect on it. It's time. It's time consuming, but it's also bad to have judgment on your record, on your credit report for her. And so it would be a thing that if she wants to establish any credit and also keep, why burn bridges, but sometimes people don't do the right thing.
That's what I'll do. I appreciate your help, Joe. Thank you.
Good luck, Rob.
Good luck, man. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks.
421-9595, direct line to the studio. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. It's called Legal Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday morning on the Morning Mess. And how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Offices, Joe?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And the number is 1-800-608-3333. And it's stanleylawoffices.com.
You can also hit us up on the text line. And that's 629-9570 if you have a question for Joe. And that's where I'm going right now. Question for Joe. Can I relocate an easement that runs through my property to better utilize use of my land? The relocation would not restrict use of neighboring land.
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as a relocation of an easement, okay? what an easement is a encumbrance, meaning it's a right to use. It's actually even more than a right to use. It's actually an ownership of access to your property under certain dimensions, okay? So if you want that to change, you have to buy, purchase, or sell. In other words, you have to talk to the person or entity. It's usually easements are owned by power companies, phone companies, but your neighbors could have the easement. You have to talk to the person who has the easement, buy whatever you want, and hopefully what is left is enough for whatever they purpose they have. Or if you have to move to somebody else owns the other land, you'd have to buy that and bring that as part of the easement. It's not easy, because if you're say you have to move 6 feet, but you might buy that 6 feet, but if they need another 6 feet that's their neighbor's for part of the easement also,
just becomes
what if they don't want to sell that to other six
people? Absolutely.
You need to talk to a real estate lawyer to find out how to best do this, but it's not something that is simple. An easement is an ownership right on the land that is you can't do things to change it without following all those famous legal rules.
There you go. You got to follow the legal rules, right? Especially when you're playing with your own property.
Yes, or somebody else's.
It's true.
And again, it, whether you can do anything with it, it depends on what it's the easement for. You know, if it's an easement for water line or power lines or those kind of things, you almost never, you're out of luck.
Yeah. It's the Morning Mass. Marty and Shannon. Shannon's out, so Big Smoothie's filling in. We've got Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office, and we do Legal Tuesday. And the phone number right now, give us a call. We'll run out of time here quickly. It's 421-9595. Rob had a great question, which we already answered. The text line is 629-9570. Or you can reach out to the Stanley Law Offices. And, Joe, how do they reach you there?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. You can see my beautiful picture on the website there. 1-800-608-3333. And email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
Going to the Morning Mess Facebook page. That's Marty and Shannon, 95X. On Facebook, if my car title was stolen and has gotten registered, can I get my car back? I'm not quite sure I understand.
I'm not sure I understand it.
If my car title was stolen and has gotten registered, can I get my car back?
Okay, what I think they're asking is, if somebody stole the title and then sold the car to somebody else re-registered it? Well, first of all, you need to file a police report. You need to document the sale. You need to write DMV.
A whole lot of things you got to do before you get to that point.
That is not a simple process. No. Again, Smoothie's got it. You need to file a police report saying your title was stolen. You need to write DMV saying the title was stolen and this transfer was illegal. I presume the person who owns it, who has registered it now, and I say registered it, they probably have the title also, got the car under false pretenses, and maybe maybe they were involved in the theft. You know, I wonder. Okay, there's
a lot of questions to ask.
The first question is, okay, someone could steal the title, but where? How do they steal the car and get the keys and get so that it could transfer it? It would seem to me that somebody who knew you did it.
Yep.
I would think, because you can't.
Yeah.
You can steal a title and transfer it, but the person buying the car from you is going to be a little suspicious if you don't have the car.
If anyone's sending messages, get a little bit more detailed.
There's a little bit. Way too many variable questions.
If you got a question, that's awesome, but put a little bit more detail into it.
Yeah, that one would be, it's hard to, you could steal the title, but you have to steal the car along with it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the Morning Mass with Marty and Shannon. Joe Stanley is here. My alarm's going crazy. Another text just came in. Good morning, Morning Messers. Good morning, Joe Stanley. You guys were just talking about co-signing on vehicles and stuff. So my question is, my ex is threatening to put a lien on my property. She claims I owe her money. The car I drive is owned by my grandfather, and I'm a co-signer on it. Can she put a lien on that car, especially since we still owe the bank more than it's worth on the vehicle?
Well, first of all, putting a lien, the only way someone can, quote unquote, put a lien on anything, just so you know, is that they have to sue you, get a judgment, and then collect on the judgment, all right? It just doesn't randomly happen. There has to be a court judgment
gotcha.
That's filed. Now, if you file a judgment the right way, it's a lien on all your real property, okay? Car is not real property, okay? In order for someone to execute or collect on tangible property, cars, boats, whatever, is couches, they have to be executed on and sold. So there's not really technically ever a lien on a car, except the people who gave you a loan. That's a different, we won't get into the UCC about it. I mean, they have an interest in the car, so that's a different thing, but you as an individual to collect a debt can't get the security interest in your car. You'd have to sue. The car would have to be sold subject to all those security interests.
Right.
And since there's no equity in the car, and most of the time, anyone suing on anyone never bothers with cars because mm-hmm. there's almost never any equity if you have to sue
True
somebody.
Story.
You know, you're wasting
that means you're
your time
down
and money.
As soon as you
right,
pull off the lot.
Right, right. There's no, it's not worth the time and money because just to get a judgment, if
sure.
you're. It's thousands of dollars, and you're not going to bother with a car.
Once again, another one with a lot of questions to be answered before you get to where you need to go.
Well, I think this question came in after Rob. We got talking about the
co-sign
on a phone the same way as a car. And
but, you know,
probably like, oh, crap, I owe this person money.
She may be worried about his aunt or his grandmother or whatever. She's not going to be responsible, and that's a very difficult process. Because if there's co-owners, you can't sell it anyways, and it's impossible.
Absolutely.
The answer to that question.
Last chance to give us a call, 421-9595. We don't have any more questions coming in, but, you know, it's the holiday season, so I'm sure a lot of people are still in holiday mode, which is fine. So any plans for kicking off the new year, Joe Stanley?
Nope. We're going to hope that it's a safe and healthy and happy new year, and everyone drive carefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Please drive carefully.
Did people forget how to drive or what?
No, I don't know. It keeps me in business, but I don't really need... You need to be safe because you don't want to be a client of mine or even of my competitors because it means something bad has happened to you.
Can I just say that when people complain about people in New York State driving, go to Florida one time and watch those idiots drive.
Florida, try Virginia. I mean,
they don't use their turn signals.
It's awful.
They just turn when they want to. Like, do people not use turn signals anymore? I mean, come on. It gets frustrating. I was hoping you're going to throw some big New Year's Eve bash at your house. I can come over and crash.
Next year, maybe, Mark.
Next year, okay.
We'll put that in a book.
DJing New Year's Eve. If you want to come hang out with me.
Where are you DJing?
I'm DJing at a hotel party.
Yes. That sounds like fun.
It is. It's going to be a good time.
Not
so
really.
If you want to come out, we can do that.
There's absolutely no fun involved
we
in
can
that.
Bring some Colt 45s.
I'm sure there is. No, Colt 45s, there it is. I got a store I can buy them at, too. They're probably still waiting. Right around the corner. Right around the corner.
Need some MD 2022 while you're at it, Joe.
They didn't have any, or I would have got it. I mean, they didn't have it.
Hey, so. Joe knows. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. Joe, we want to thank you for everything because it's been a great year. We've really enjoyed doing this, and hopefully we can continue this in 2017 with you because we really had a lot of fun. So thank you.
Oh, it's been great. Oh, thank you, guys. You guys have been great, and it's really been fun, you and Shannon. And I thank the listeners. It's been a great year. Questions have been great, and everybody's just been so nice, and it's fun. You know, this is really a fun thing. You know, you can help people out and it's fun.
It's a serious thing because, I mean, you're talking legal. I mean, it affects your life and stuff, but, you know, some of the questions that come in, we've had some fun with it. That's
sure.
For sure.
Well, that's life. Life is an interesting
Things
thing.
Things happen, you know.
We all learn from everyone else, and the idea is to learn from everyone else, to make sure
Absolutely.
Don't repeat those mistakes.
And the thing is, too, is one thing I learned from Joe Stanley in 2016, and hopefully everybody listening to the Morning Mess did as well, is don't wait till it's too late. If you get yourself in a legal situation, it's not going to go anywhere. Handle it now, right? Ask the questions.
Yes, that's true, and Marty knows that.
Marty knows. So one more time, if they want to reach out to the Stanley Law Offices, Joe, how can they do that?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com is our website. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com. And 1-800-608-3333 is the phone.
Happy New Year, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
We're going to be here next Tuesday then?
Next Tuesday.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Shannon should be back. We should be back to regular.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping
next week.
Right, I'll be sleeping.
So Happy New Year. He's hitting the wall right now. He's tired.
Well, I know. I came in here. You're not allowed to yawn on radio. You can't yawn on radio.
He goes, I'm about to take a nap. I'm tired.
After the show, me and that green chair are going to get acquaced.
It's not easy getting up at 3:30, 3:45 in the morning.
Not if you're not used to it. Yeah.
Well, you never really get used to it. You just kind of force yourself to do it. So Happy New Year, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. You too.